Command number 81. Love truth, speak truth, do truth. He who does what is true comes to the light. John 3:19. One of Jesus' most familiar I am declarations in John's Gospel is, I am the truth. To love Jesus, therefore, one must love truth. Nowhere are we commanded, as many would seem to think, to love doctrine, to love church, to love theology, to love spiritual jargon. We are to love Jesus by loving truth. For many Christians, loving truth means learning the ideas and doctrines they have been taught about Christianity. That is a far different thing than loving truth. Indeed, in some cases, the most dreadful falsehoods about God and His work have been foisted on gullible congregations in the name of truth, and not merely in times long past. Many are the subtle persuasions being taught and perpetuated to this day by smoothly articulate teachers and pastors and priests which do not represent God's truth at all. The first necessity in loving truth is to beware of falsehood. Jesus called those who taught falsely about His Father wolves in sheep's clothing. They may be closer than you think. They may be in your own pulpit. They may be in the author of a book you are reading. They may be your favorite Christian television personality. We are not commanded to love what we are taught, but to love truth. There may be a difference. Loving truth implies hungering for truth, seeking to know what is true. A lover of truth is a thinker, not merely one who parrots back learned phrases of orthodoxy, whether political or spiritual or any other kind of orthodoxy. He digs to discover truth for himself. Out of love for truth proceeds speaking truth. Speaking truth does not mean speaking up for truth, arguing and debating and defending Christianity in the face of challenge. Perhaps in some instances that is called for, but that is not what Jesus is speaking of when He says, "Do not bear false witness." He is pointing rather to character, being a man or woman of truth, one whose word is their bond, whose every word is utterly reliable, who would never lie, who would never even stretch the truth. Bearing false witness is simply speaking untruly. Even a little white lie, a fib, an exaggeration, in its own way, is to bear false witness. A lover of truth does not countenance even minor violations. Truth, to the obedient disciple of Jesus, is holy. It is never to be toyed with. Finally, Jesus says that in doing truth, we will live in His light. What does it mean to do truth? The phrase itself may be unfamiliar. It means nothing more than being an individual of character who walks in truth. Loving truth and speaking truth culminate in the man or woman of integrity and virtue, living in all ways by the truth and thus doing truth. What greater aspiration could one strive for and pray for? What greater approbation could one hope for than for it to be said at the end of one's life, "There walks a man, there walks a woman of truth"? The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, Third Series, The Truth. A fact which in itself is of no value becomes at once a matter of life and death when a man has the imperative choice of being true or false concerning it. When the truth, the heart, the summit, the crown of a thing is perceived by a man, he approaches the fountain of truth whence the thing came, and perceiving God by understanding what is, becomes more of a man, more of the being he was meant to be. But far higher will the doing of the least, the most insignificant duty, raise him. He begins thereby to be a true man. A man may delight in the vision and glory of a truth, and not himself be true. The man whose vision is weak, but who as far as he sees, and desirous to see farther, does the thing he sees, is a true man. The man who recognizes the truth of any human relation and neglects the duty involved is not a true man. Man is man only in the doing of the truth. Perfect man only in the doing of the highest truth, which is the fulfilling of his relations to his origin. The very nature of a man depends upon these relations. They are truths, and the man is a true man as he fulfills them. Fulfilling them perfectly, he is himself a truth, a living truth. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to love, speak, and do truth. Through my obedience, make me into a man of truth, which is the idea of me that is in your divine mind for me to become. Bring to blossom the truth of my being, which is Jesus perfected in me. Increase my love of truth. May I show my love of truth by speaking truth and doing truth. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.